Can you tell me what I mean when I say whole body donation?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most common term people think about is donating your body to science. So this is a program, it's a service in which we can help to fulfill people's wishes to leave a lasting legacy for future generations by donating your entire body to medical research and training. And ScienceCare is the link between the people who want to donate and those medical researchers, educators, universities, institutions that need human tissue in order to advance medicine.
You know, we've had some of your terrific team members at our Fearless Caregiver conferences over the years, and when they've got up and talked to the attendees or caregivers in attendance, got to understand the concept, they start bombarding your folks with really smart questions. But the first thought about whole body donation is that it's one of those things that people aren't just misinformed about, but malinformed. What do you want caregivers to know when they hear the word whole body donation? What are the things that you want them to understand?
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. There's little awareness that this concept even exists, number one. And then secondly, if they do have an inkling about it, they typically confuse it with organ donation for transplantation. Now, this program, donation of the whole body for medical research, is not for transplant. So you have the potential to donate your body and potentially impact thousands, if not millions, of people in future generations because your body is being utilized to train surgeons, to train up-and-coming physicians, to allow researchers working on developments of new disease treatment, injury treatment, things like this that help patients not only today but long into the future. And what people also don't understand is that there are so many people already doing this. ScienceCare alone has over 70,000 people nationwide on the donor registry, and thousands of donors go through the program every year with ScienceCare. We're training upwards of 15,000 surgeons a year through the donors that come through the program. And I don't think people put these two things together, that medical research and training of surgeons requires a hands-on component. And that's what we do. We join those two things together.
So you make better doctors for our future generations, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, not only better doctors, but better treatment choices. So better options for treatment. It's not just about finding a cure for cancer, but it's finding ways to treat cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, ALS, so people have longer lives, better quality of life, they're active, they're engaged for a longer amount of time in their life.
They could help clinical trials dealing with diabetes, spinal injuries, joint replacements, cancer research, osteoporosis, colon, liver treatments, and on and on and on.
Yeah, absolutely. You name it. You name a disease, an injury, an ailment, and whole body donors are part of some medical advancement or training of surgeons or surgical techniques or new implant devices to make those outcomes for patients better. Absolutely. And it doesn't just impact patients here in the United States. This is worldwide. So although the donor program is for donors who live and reside in the U.S., the use of the tissue is both domestic and international and really impacting worldwide healthcare.
If you are in this meeting and, you know, the dishes are put away, the turkey's eaten, your loved one who you're caring for went to bed, and you're sitting around with your fellow family members who are, as I say, your board of directors, since you're the CEO of Caring for Your Loved One, Inc., what are maybe the five top-line tips you want this caregiver to share with their fellow family loved ones to be able to have a clear understanding of this choice?
Sure. Well, first of all, I would say it's not just about this choice. You know, the end-of-life decisions are really all about education of what's available. When we think of end of life, we think that there are actually three options, right? You have your traditional funeral options, you have your cremation options, and you have whole body donation, which includes cremation. And this service of whole body donation is free. There's no cost to the family. It includes cremation and return of remains to the family. It's easy. The process is very simple. We're here 24 hours a day. Most everything is done by phone and email. We can place nearly everyone into the donation program. So our donation criteria is very inclusive. Even folks with diseases like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis are all still great candidates and can really be a part of advancing medicine. And then finally, this is an important conversation to have so that you can understand what your loved one's wishes are or come to an agreement as a family on how to proceed when the time comes so that you don't have stress added to the difficulty of a grieving situation. You know exactly what you want to do or what your loved one wanted to do so you can carry out those wishes with confidence, and we can help you to facilitate that with ease.
To be able to have this decision, as I said, when my dad passed, we had already made the decisions, and everything went into play. You know, once he passed, we didn't have to really do anything. All those decisions were made. And that really took a lot of pressure off my mom.
Absolutely. So not only is a service like this a great way to fulfill the wishes of the donor, your loved one, but it really helps to alleviate a couple of key burdens from the family members, the survivors, right? You've already had the decisions made, so picking up the phone and calling us at any point 24 hours a day is very simple and very fast. We take care of everything from the removal of the donor from the location of passing all the way through to the remains returned to the family in 3 to 5 weeks. But the family can also then concentrate now on each other, on the grieving process, on planning a memorial service, a celebration of life, because as you said, it's important to have that celebration of life event. That's an important part of the process, and you can do that immediately, or you know, wait the 3 to 5 weeks when you have the remains in hand, and you can do that either way. We've seen that happen both ways with families.
Not only the family support, but you plant trees. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes, it's important to understand that first and foremost, this is a service. This is a service for families. Our frontline staff that are here 24 hours a day are here to answer all of your questions. Every single family member can call in. You can call in as a group, talk to our very senior, well-educated staff. They can explain everything in as much detail as you want. We call and check up on the family members throughout the process. After the month after donation, we also send what we call a follow-up letter, which gives some more detail about the types of medical research and training going on during the month of donation, so you have a better understanding of how your loved one really helped to participate in advancing medicine. And then, like you said, the year after donation, we plant a tree for every donor, in conjunction with the Arbor Day Foundation and their reforestation project. So we really love working with the Arbor Day Foundation. Our donor families really love this. They see that as an important way, a true living memorial for their loved ones in a way that really helps to further their memory in a tangible way. And we'll send a certificate to the families about that tree planting. And that's just another way we stay in touch.
And one of the things I would think that would be a concern to family members is the potential that their religion doesn't celebrate or affirm organ and tissue donation. And that's mostly not true. Most religions do.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, on our website, on our resources page, we have a document where we've gone through the major religions to really understand their position on organ and tissue donation. Nearly every single major religion supports organ and tissue donation as an act of charity and love for humanity. But we do encourage every single donor and donor family with questions like this, talk to your own clergy. Really, you know, have that conversation and discuss it. Make sure that you feel confident and comfortable in going forward with this.
So, Melinda, if I'm interested in registering myself or my loved one with ScienceCare, how do I do that?
It's really simple. We actually have three options. The first, probably the easiest, is to go to sciencecare.com and click the button, join the registry now. Very simple. We'll add you to the list of registered donors, and we'll send you and your family ID cards, personalized ID cards, to keep in your wallet for that time of need. Also, you could just simply pick up the phone and call us 24 hours a day at our toll-free number, 1-800-417-3747, and we're available to talk you through the process, educate you, your family, and actually sign you up on the registry right then. And a third way, which is really important because at some point your loved one may go on to hospice care, we have a special program for hospice patients called the HOPE program. And this is a special pre-screening program in which you can go through the actual donation acceptance process, the medical questions, the completion of documents and things like that prior to passing, so that you know for sure that your loved one is guaranteed accepted into the program, and that guarantee is good for 12 months. So the time of passing, that phone call to ScienceCare is very simple. It's 5 minutes, and you can get back to focusing on your loved one in those final hours and days. We are a nationwide donor program, meaning we can accept donors from nearly every state in the United States, not including Minnesota and New Jersey. They have their own state laws that prohibit that. Every other state we can accept donation. For those of you in Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, we are local in those areas, meaning we have a donation center physically in those areas.